And now, it's the quiz of the week. The 60-second challenge.
11:32. Time for round one of Radio's shortest quiz. And joining us this morning, one of our regular contestants who always does well. Say good morning to Kerris Phillips up in Penmamar. Good morning, Kerris.
Good morning, Dave. You okay there?
I'm fine, thanks, but you've got a bit of a bug, you were telling me.
Well, yeah, a few sniffles, a little bit of a sore throat, so I'm not quite firing on all cylinders, but as always, I'll give it my best shot.
Indeed, indeed. Right, yeah. So what have you been up to since we last spoke to you? About a month ago, I think it was.
Yeah, not a great deal, Dave. Like I said, in recent days, I've been lying low with this sort of, feeling a bit sneezy and that. Plenty of sport on the TV, keeping me going.
Right.
And, curiously, last night, I was watching some snooker, and Jimmy White was playing at the age of 60.
Wow.
And he was playing in a tournament,
yeah.
And unfortunately he lost, but he was giving it a go.
Right.
And I was looking back through the record books, and he was in the same tournament 40 years ago, in 1982, when he was 20.
Fantastic.
And he's still
doing it, yeah. A bit
like me
with radio, still hanging on at my age.
That's it, yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's see how you get on. Exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. Have to accept your first answer, as you well know, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on, okay?
Okay, then.
Good luck, and here they come. Which Beatles song gave the Overlanders a number one in 1966?
Michelle.
Whose first hit in the 70s was Rock On?
David Essex.
In which decade did the Jacksons have their very first hit?
1970s.
Who had a 60s number one with I'm Into Something Good?
Pass.
Complete the title of this Small Faces hit from 68, Lazy.
Sunday Afternoon.
Whose first hit was Saving All My Love For You?
Whitney Houston.
In which decade was Gilbert O'Sullivan born?
Ooh, 1950.
Which colour provided a hit for Spandau Ballet in 83?
Gold.
In which year did, which year provided a hit for Prince in 1983?
1999.
Complete this Beach Boys song title, Good.
Vibrations.
In which decade was Whitney Houston born? And you can answer that one, Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston was born in the 1960s.
Say that again.
1960s.
It's 1960s, right,
yeah.
Okay, let's see how you got on. Once again, I think a pretty impressive score. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 questions in your allotted time. You passed on one, which is probably the first time you've ever passed on a question, I suspect.
Yeah.
And you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 questions right, so not bad at all.
Not bad, not bad.
You're going to be disappointed with that, though, aren't you, even though it's a brilliant score?
There's some tricky ones there this morning. I think the one I got, I gave a wrong answer. I think I know what the answer is, but I'll leave you to go through it now, Dave.
Right, okay. First one you slipped up on, who had a 60... Well, you passed on this one. Who had a 60s number one with I'm Into Something Good?
Oh, yeah. Was it Herman's Hermit?
It was Herman's Hermit, so you see, you did know. In which decade was Gilbert O'Sullivan born? I think you said the 50s, didn't you?
Yeah, 40s.
It's actually the 40s. He's older than you think. And, not bad at all. It could be a winning score.
Yeah.
We'll find out in an hour's time. But in the meantime, keep listening to Dee, and I hope you're feeling a lot better soon.
Okay, thank you, Dave.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And, of course, round two is about an hour away at 12:30.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Bang on 12:30, time for round two of the 60-second challenge. If you were listening an hour ago, you'll have heard Kerris Phillips from Penmamao getting a score of 9 out of 11 with one pass. Anybody else, that would be a good score, but he was disappointed with that. And hoping to get her own back on him, the person who she was beaten by... That's what I meant to say last time. Say good afternoon to Ange Fairweather in Saltney. Hi, Ange.
Hi, Dave.
I'm going to put my teeth in straight before I give you the questions. Right, so what have you been up to since we last spoke to you?
I just drove back from York, actually. Just got home in time.
Ah, right. Nice part of the world, isn't it?
Yeah, we went Friday, Saturday. It's my and my husband's anniversary, the 20 years this year. So we've got that and a cruise in 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. And were you going for the cruise then?
Paris, Amsterdam, and is it Hanover? Hamburg or Hanover, one of them, Germany.
Oh, wow, and how many holidays is that you've had this year? Because you always seem to be away.
Probably about five.
And why not? Because we've got a lot of time to make up, haven't we, after the pandemic? Right.
That's all it is. It's the 2020 ones that were cancelled, so we had to use them up.
Of course, yeah. And that's happening to a lot of people, isn't it? Either use it up or you just lose the money. So makes sense to go away, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
And you've got a bit of a challenge for us before we get on with your questions, I gather.
I have.
Right, go on.
I was thinking, I listen to this, I'm sure many other listeners do, every week. You put so much into it.
Thank you.
And I thought I would like to challenge yourself and Gav the 60-second challenge. I'll write all the questions.
Right.
And I can ask them you and you can take each other on. I thought it would be nice for a change, maybe finish the year off, something like that.
Yeah, that would be fantastic, yeah. I mean, I'm certainly up for it. And I know Gavin often listens at this point, so if he is listening, I'm sure he'll send me a message saying I'm in for this.
It's whether he's brave enough to take you on. But I will throw a couple of modern ones in for him, because I know he's a little bit younger.
He's just a little bit younger than me, as most people are, I have to say, yeah. So, yeah, we will definitely try and get that organised before Christmas. A fantastic idea. Thanks for that, Ange.
Brilliant.
And, of course, you might be appearing in the Christmas edition, because whoever gets the highest scores of the year will put the top two together for that final programme. So, fingers crossed you might be there. Right, okay then. So, as I say, the score to beat today is 9 out of 11 with one pass. So, good luck. And here they come. How was the singer Cass Elliot better known?
Mama Cass.
Complete this Sasha Distel song title, Raindrops Keep Falling.
On my head.
Who wrote Heartbreaker for Dionne Warwick?
Neil Young.
Which musical instrument does Neil Sedaka play?
Piano.
Complete the title of this 70s duo, the name, The Captain and...
Neil.
Whose first hit in 1971 was If Not For You.
Olivia Newton-John.
Who sang Together We Are Beautiful in the 70s.
Kimmy.
How many members of the Thompson twins were there?
Three.
Which surname is shared by Cat and Shaken?
Stevens.
Whose second album was called Gentleman Jim?
Jim Diamond.
Which Midland city did the 60s group The Move come from?
Birmingham.
And which American singer gave birth to a baby called Lourdes in 1996?
Madonna.
Are you going to go for Madonna on that one? Well, another pretty impressive round, I have to say. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 questions in your allotted time. So that was one more than Keris answered. And you didn't pass on any. And you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 questions right. So you've beaten him by 1 point. Fantastic.
So, oh, gosh.
Well done for that. Brilliant. And as I say, we will definitely have you on the quiz before the end of the year, hopefully as one of the top two contestants of the year. But if not, asking the questions for me and Gav. And we've both got time to do some revision before you come on and do that.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to. You're both really good at stuff like that.
Well, you say that, but it's a lot easier when you're sitting here with all the information in front of you. But we shall see. We shall see.
That's true.
Okay,
that's true.
Good to talk to you. Enjoy your next holiday, and we'll have you back on the radio, as I say, real soon.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks.
See you soon.
Thanks, Ange. Bye-bye now. Bye. Another high-scoring round. So, Gav, if you're listening, I'm up for the challenge. Are you? And we'll do that sometime before the end of the year on D.